Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Every Man Show. My name is Alan Eric Dabowski, and I'll be your host this evening, as I am in every evening. I mean, who else would it be? This is the Every Man Show. Well, you know, tonight I want to talk about the crisis in Baltimore. I want to talk about Jade Helm in Texas and California and what's going on. People are terrified. People are outraged. It doesn't take much to stir up savages, ignorant, lost, spaced out, drug addicted, alcoholic maniacs. In a place like Baltimore, where who knows if the lead and the fluoride and the chlorine and everything else, big pharma dump, is creating this along with the mania. We know that George Soros funded agent provocateurs. We know that there's endless operations. Look what happened in Texas. What do we have? We have a First Amendment rally art exhibit, a Charlie Hebdo-type situation in America where it is 100% your right to make any cartoon, say whatever you want to say about anything you want as long as you don't yell fire in a theater. We've seen nothing but carnage against our Bill of Rights. We've seen nothing but gender bender headlines. And when you read The Reinvention of Government, Fast Bullets and Cultural Changes, or you go to trynday.net and take a look at Skull and Bones, Illuminati, Bilderberg, Bohemian Grove, the Committee of 300, the Black Hand, the black robe, I mean, the black nobility, excuse me. Oh, I just decided to do this show this evening because after all day being on Twitter and Facebook and Twitter and Facebook and Twitter and Facebook, watching posts being taken down, you know you're in trouble when you're over the target and the flash hits you square in the belly button. Boy, I'll tell you what, if I could fly, I'd flap my wings and go someplace far away. Far away, maybe the Galapagos Islands, so I could hang out with lizards and tortoises and birds and iguanas and other reptilian creatures that survived the last Big Bang on this planet. What are you going to do when you find out that Gordon Duff, maybe he's right about 350 nukes being missing? We know that they exploded them off South Carolina, what was it, 2 years ago, last year, whatever it was. Go read it on State of the Nation. Go read what happened to the World Trade Center. You know, every time I look at these Life magazines from 1965 and I see all the same crap, the Savage Nation begins the march across the bridge in Selma. Then I've got one right here. Ladies and gentlemen, it says, your next home, with a big picture of Mars. Your next home, and it is dated, what is the date of this magazine? May, sorry, 1991. You've got people on this planet that are trying to eat. They've got chemtrails, you know, over their head. They got GMOs in all their food. You got vaccines being pumped into newborn babies, killing them deader than a hammer. But they do it because they love you. And we find out that, of course, ISIS is Al-Qaeda, and we know Al-Qaeda is a creation of Jimmy Carter and the United States and the Pentagon. And then you got to look at the missile smashing into the Pentagon, and we have to get our information from Putin. We got to get our information from Edward Snowden out of Russia, because our government, the people that we pay taxes to, the people that hammer us, bang, 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 day in and day out, driving people like Michael Savage, Alex Jones, Bill Cunningham, Glenn Beck, Andy Parks, I mean, on and on. And then we go, I don't, but the people still quote Fox News. Ladies and gentlemen, what you're looking at is lipstick and silicone boobs. That's what you get on a $2.1 billion government-funded mainstream media shill like Fox freaking News. I'll tell you something. I really respect Rupert Murdoch and Roger Ailes. You take the money and run. We're all too old to fight. There's no reason to fight this. I'm 58 years old. I've got a son 40 years old. I've got stepbrothers and sisters that I don't see and I can't talk to because they're so screwed up in the head with their narcissistic, selfish attitude. And no, they don't talk to each other. No reason to fight. No reason to be pissed off at each other. They can't even sit still for a cookout. I've got a sister, and I have a black brother. Oh, he's my brother. He's my brother-in-law, step or not. I don't give a damn. I've got two beautiful little bronze nieces that I'll never see because everybody's too busy hating each other. That's exactly the divide and conquer that they want. And when you read about it, when you read about it in the Brzezinski documents, and you read about it in Kissinger's writings, and you look at what they've done, well, you're either going to be an alcoholic or a drug addict. You're going to go to your doctor. I'm so depressed. I just need a little more of those psychotropic drugs. Yes, can I get them intravenous? Can I get like a bag of syringes? I like the liquid kind. I don't take any drugs. I don't drink. Well, not like I used to. I have to admit, that Pinnacle Whipped is pretty good. Get it? Whipped. No, seriously, it's liquid ice cream. I like it. I didn't choose any of this. I'm a carpenter. I was in the real estate business. I thought that I was kind of successful having been a punk from PG County with a half-ass education and a brain full of fluoride and lead. Yeah, did you know that the lead on the Beltway was found to be 40 times more higher than, well, anywhere else in the nation? And gee whiz, you wonder why people in Baltimore might be out of their freaking gourd with four teeth in their freaking mouth? It's called asymmetrical warfare. And then you read the Zionist literature about how they're going to destroy the United States, dismember the United States. They're going to dwindle us down to a nub. And you see the savagery in this country, the greatest freaking country on the face of the earth. And you walk down the boardwalk and you nod and smile at people and they look at you like you have snakes coming out of your ears. They look at you like you are some kind of mythical, you know, Greek god or something, the Hulk. I have to check myself every now and then to see what shade of green I am. I mean, my hair is blonde. I know I'm a little balding up top. I know that my teeth have yellowed a bit. But I don't think I look as bad as Michael Moore. I don't think I look as sloppy and fat and disgusting as Michael Moore, a self-propelled gas bag who made hundreds of millions of dollars on the grief we're all living in. Well, he says you have to disarm the police while he has armed bodyguards. No, 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 no. You don't disarm the police. You train them. You talk to them about the PSYOP. You let them know that the mayors and the governors took the money from the federal government. They are globalists. They want this country turned into a milkshake. It's in a blender right now on Frappe. Hey, can we get a little more ice in here? You know, I like making jokes. I love gallows humor. I get a little bit of Michael Savage and a little Alex Jones. He was very good today on Alex Jones, very calm. I have come across people in the last 6 years, didn't want to meet them, didn't mean for it to happen, didn't want to have these conversations, didn't want to discuss the fact that Osama bin Laden died on 12-13-01. 3 days before that SEAL Team 6 went up in the air and disappeared. And two of them. Here I am, singing karaoke, enjoying myself. And there happens to be a couple of very staunch fellows in there. One guy was like 6'5". Well, he tells me that they were going on their final mission in Afghanistan, and they had something they had to do. And he was so drunk he couldn't stand up. He pulled a wad of money out of his pocket, couldn't find his credit card. I said, your credit card's in your money, pal. So what does he do? He buys a round for like 30 people at the bar. Well, the bartender never gave these people their drinks. In fact, they asked me to leave. It was one of those nights I'll never forget. Didn't mean for it to happen. I don't mean to discuss chemtrails. I don't mean to discuss ISIS. I don't want to talk about Jade Helm, really. But Jade Helm, ladies and gentlemen, is the camel nose under the tent. Forget that. The camel is in the tent, and it's getting ready to stomp your damn brains out. I'm not happy when I see China has just armed 1.5 million of their so-called police. Yeah, China just did that. How many of them are going to come here? How many operations using foreign troops on American soil are our Congress? You know, I'm telling you, when I look at McConnell and Boehner, I have to tell you something right now. I probably lose 5 pounds in 5 minutes just from the agitation of looking at these two pathetic New World Order shills, liars. Orange is the new black. And to have a turkey neck and look like something out of a Bugs Bunny cartoon is very popular over there on Capitol Hill. Don't like it. Don't like people that are not representing the United States demanding, well, we're just going to have to tax more. We need a few more taxes, and we're going to blah, 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 blah. Obamacare is a good thing. People are dying. Vaccines killed baby after baby after baby after baby after baby. Chemtrails. And then you have this ridiculous disease called, where, you know, you're aching all over. Okay? Fibromyalgia. I can't tell you how many guys I've met that tell me, hey, I'm on disability. I got fibromyalgia. No, buddy. You might have more Morgellons. You might be growing crystals under your skin. Yeah, they might be crystallizing your freaking liver and kidneys with glyphosate. You ever think about that? My neighbor was spraying. I'm selling my house and getting out of here away from these cornfields. My neighbor was spraying this ridiculous garbage in his driveway. And I couldn't believe he was spraying Roundup. But he was. So you take all this, ladies and gentlemen, and you put it together, and you know that it's all by design. Go get the book, America's Nazi Secrets. Go look up as much as you can on the UN, UNESCO, the CFR. Go look up the emails from Geithner and Summers on the Endgame. I'm sorry I only did a 15-minute show tonight. I forgot to push the 30-minute button. But it's best that I don't. I'm going to videotape some really neat-looking hummingbirds, and I'm going to go sit outside in the sun with my dog and just try to remember that I'm still human, we're still free, and ISIS has not quite hit us yet. Those two guys in Texas were a false flag guaranteed. This has been The Everyman Show. My name is Alan Eric Dabosky, and I appreciate you listening if you have. I'll do another one tomorrow night, 30 minutes, I guaranteed. And we're going to talk about earthquakes in Yellowstone Park, fracking, ISIS, Jade Helm, chemtrails. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about all of it. Get the GMOs out of your children's mouth and never vaccinate anyone. Until tomorrow, good night.